Shemalechem Rabbatai, this is Rabbi Kovacs. These are the Mishnayot for Shabbat Ekev. Mishnah Yomi continues in the fourth parak of Ma'asrot. Mishnah Hey, Hamkolef Se'orin, one who peels his barley kernels. Mikalef Achat Achat V'ochel, he could peel one at a time and eat one at a time, and that's considered a snack, and he's not required to separate tithes yet. Or you can say, if somebody is having barley kernels as they are, not grinding them into wheat and putting them into cholent, he's just snacking on the kernels, that if he peels them, peels off the husk, that's the gemar melocha. That's the final stage of preparation, and now they'd be chayiv in masrot in his house. The Mishnah continues, in kilef, v'natan l'tzach yado, chayiv. But if he peels a bunch of them and puts them into his hand, then he's chayiv maesrot. So then that's already considered either gemar melacha, or it's more than a snack, it's a sudat keva. And you'll see some people doing this with pistukim, with pistachios, that they'll peel one at a time and eat it, or you'll see that they peel a bunch of them and eat them a bunch of a time. So that's a similar concept based on this Mishnah. Hamolel melilot, literally one who rolls a roller. Now this is a wheat kernel, which is more round, and if you're going to have wheat kernels as they are and not grind them into flour, so what they would do is they would parch them a little bit, you know, put them on the fire just a little bit, kind of make sort of a popcorn, soften them up, and they roll them in between the fingers like a little ball, and the outer husk, the outer klipa, comes off the grain, and then you can eat it kind of like popcorn. Delicious. So molot melilot shel chitim menafet miyad miyad. So now he's rolled off the husks, and he has the husks and the kernels in his hand, so he can fan them from one hand to the other. You know, he's kind of throwing it from one hand to the other, not quite juggling. You understand, to separate the husk from the food. Ochel, and he can eat them like this. But if he puts them into his lap or a kli or something like this, chayiv. Then either it's kavua or it's gemar melacha. In any event, he'd have to separate meiser before eating it. Kusbar, shizra lazera, a coriander planted for seed. We've mentioned coriander previously. Yuraka potter. If he plants it for the seeds, then the leaves are potter from meiser because his intention is on the seeds. Zora liyorek, if he planted it having in mind the leaves, mitaseret zera viyorek, then he has to take meiser on both the seeds and the leaves, because even though his intention is to eat the leaves, everybody knows that coriander seeds are delicious and useful in spices or in cholent and the like, so that also needs to be tithed. Rabbi Elazar Omer Hashevet Dill Mitaseret Zera Viyarek Vizirin. You need to take miser, not only the seeds, but the seeds, the leaves, and the stems also. So even if he didn't have kavana in this case to use the stems or the leaves, but a lot of people do eat those. They use them in spices, pickles, whatever it is. So all of the parts are important. Chachamim omrim eino mitaser zera v'yarek ele chashil chaim v'gargir bilvad. The sages disagree with Rabbi Elazar. They say the only things where you tithe both the seeds and the leaves, that's the shlich chaim v'gargir. These are the cress and the here they say garden rocket. We've seen the gargir sometimes is meadow rocket and sometimes is garden rocket, so a bit of a tzorech iyun why they've translated it differently here. But in any event, those are the ones the sages identify as needing to take miser tithes from all the parts here. Mishnah Vav, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Tzmarut shel tilton, shel chardo shel pul halavon, chayavut b'maser. So here tomorrow it means these buds, like the little buds that are going to open up into the flowers. So they're the little proto-flowers of these plants, of the tilton is fenugreek, and chardel mustard, pula lavan is the white bean. And these ones, you apparently eat the flower bud, it's edible, so therefore you need to take miser, it's considered a regular food. Rabbi Elazar Omer Hatzlaf, the caper bush, mit aser tzmarot ve'avionot ve'kafres. You would have to take miser from the tzlaf, from this caper, not only from these flower buds, but also from the berries and the husks thereof. because these are all considered edible. All of these parts are edible. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein mit aser ela avionot. It's only the berries, only the caper berries that are important. Mipnesha hen pri. That's the actual fruit of the caper bush, even though other parts are edible. So Rabotai, if Tzlaf sounds familiar from the Torah, it should. There's a fellow named Tzlaf Chad, and the Gemara identifies him as Mekoshesh. Taner, but this is in Shabbat 96b. Taner, but the Mekoshesh is a Tzlaf Chad, the one who gathered sticks on Shabbat. Yeah, it was Tzlaf Chad. Kebaviyu b'neso b'midbar, v'yesu ish, sh'mekoshesh l'anu mer, avinu met b'midbar. When the B'not Tzlaf Chad say our father died in the Midbar, in the wilderness, Pan Tzlaf Chad, Afkan Tzlaf Chad, the Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva identifies him as Tzlaf Chad, and it's possible he was called Tzlaf Chad because he might have been gathering from the Tzlaf. Now there's another amazing Gemara in Shabbat 150b, Tana Rabbanan Maaseh B'Chosid Echad. There was a certain Chosid, this is one of the old school Chasidim, I don't know what color his socks were, but an old school Chosid, Shenifritza Lo Pirza B'Toch Sadehu, that he saw there was a breach in the fence around his field. Now it's a problem because animals could come in and eat from his field. So he decided, oh, I better go put some boards up, I better go close up the fence. And he's about to do it. Vinizkar Shishabatu. He remembered the day is Shabbat. Vinimna Oto Chasev Lo Gadras. He says, nope, I'm going to leave it open. I'm not going to break Shabbos to repair my fence and protect my field. Nasilim Nes, a Nes, a miracle happened. V'alta Bot Slough. And a Slough, a caper bush, grew right there at the opening and blocked off his field. V'mena Haita Parnasato, Parnasat Anshe Beto. And from this Slough was so healthy, had so many berries, it supported him and his family from this miraculous slough. Now, the Mefarshim of a Kabbalistic breed, they point out that this Chasid Echad was a Gilgul, a reincarnation of Tzlaf Chad, who broke Shabbos by gathering sticks. This Chasid refrained from breaking Shabbos, and it was a repair of the Geder in more ways than one, of the spiritual Geder of breaking Shabbos, and the physical getter of his fence. There are other discussions that perhaps Tzlaf Chad was doing Neveira Shalo Lishma, in a sense, or Lishma, in a sense. He was, in a sense, breaking Shabbos in order to show Am Yisrael that the din of Shabbos still applied after the Meraglim. So it's a whole discussion over there if he should have even been Chayiv Misa or what his intention was. Maybe it was a malachah shlo tzorech. So, okay, tzorech yon. Anyway, Shabbat shalom, evrach, good Shabbos, good mitzvot.